The SlimFast 14-day effect on your New Year's resolution. Day one, the new year. You want to kick it off with a bang, and you're not just talking about fireworks. Day 14, you're ready to start this year right, looking great, and preferably on top.
2 weeks is all it takes to get what you really want. Swap two meals a day for SlimFast protein shakes or bars, get in a 30-minute workout, and stick to a 1,200-calorie diet to lose up to 6 pounds in your first 14 days. Find SlimFast in a store near you.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show.
There it is.
Yes. I felt very like techno with that.
Yeah. Whack, whack,
boom,
whack.
Boom, boom, boom. Whackity, whack, whack. I almost hit myself.
There's like a little club in here.
Yeah, yeah.
All club we need after blast.
Next time we need like flashing lights and all that kind
yeah,
of stuff.
Yeah, these lights need to be blinking.
We need the effects. What's up, everyone? We are here doing another AfterBuzz recap for our favorite show, Dance Moms. This is episode 2. Two can play this game. I am your host, Tony Moore, and I am joined by my lovely co-host. To my left, we have...
Francisco Thurston.
Hey, I'm Monica Michelle.
Yeah, and Stephanie has been booked on a Super Bowl commercial, so she is getting her coins.
Make your check.
And so we wish her all the best. I wish it were me, although I was in the Super Bowl last year. If you guys didn't know, I performed during the Super Bowl.
Did you?
Oh, you did?
With Beyonce?
No, I was Beyonce.
So you was Beyonce. Huh. I was going to say.
I'm just saying, you know, for those of you who didn't know.
That was nightly dreams, Tony.
Right? One could only dream. All right, so we are here. Another episode 2. We'll kick things off with our lovely pyramid, as we always do. Mm. Starting off at the smack dab bottom, it's my favorite girl, Peyton.
She's your favorite?
No, I say that sarcastically.
Okay. Yeah, I'm like, that's not his favorite.
I say that sarcastically.
Peyton. My favorite girl. Mm.
And the reason why she was at the bottom was because she threw a little fit over her hair. I mean, granted, I've thrown some fits over my hair, too. I mean, I have had every hairstyle that a guy could have. And one day it wasn't cut right, and so I left school early.
You gave that.
I'm just saying, I could not have everyone seeing me.
Wait, you went home early from school?
Of course, yes, because I had a messed up haircut. I was like, it's not selling right in my spirit. I gotta go.
I gotta go home early.
But her being the oldest, she has to set an example.
Yeah.
And she's like older by a few years. She's 16 and the other girls are what, 12, 13?
Yeah, they're younger than that too. Yeah, and she's just crying.
About her hair. That was given to her, probably.
Well, she needed to suck it up is what she needed to do.
Yeah, it's really not that big of a deal. It's not going to make that big of a deal if her hair is in a ponytail or whatever it's going to be.
Or if the clip is, she's like, no, the clip can't go in. Suck it up. Get that weave snatch back.
Swoop, loop, pull, get on stage. Thank you.
Then next we had Brooke. It's so funny. They cut to Brooke's photo and then they cut to her. Same face.
Same face.
That I don't care face. That
you're still talking Abby face.
Yeah, bless her heart.
And Abby even said maybe that Brooke should keep just stick to the singing.
But she even insulted both of those performances.
She did. She was like Brooke's gonna be a one hit wonder. I was like, oh, that's like my fifth grade teacher telling me to stop singing.
You were like, sorry, girl, I'm going to keep singing anyways.
I sang for a little while. Then I was like, maybe she's right.
Oh, no.
But Brooke is down at the bottom because she missed four counts.
That's kind of a big deal.
That's a huge deal. You can't miss a step.
You're a sore thumb.
The reason why she missed it was because she was late to rehearsal by 40 minutes.
Yep.
Because she's trying to get her singing career going. And so, you know, so she messed up right in front of the judges. That's not cute.
And no. She just rolled. She didn't even try to, like, she was just like, roll over.
Yeah. Right.
There was no trying to mask it or anything.
But she always, 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 always does that. She always has a moment where she's like, I don't know what I'm doing. Okay, here it is. Like,
that's,
you can't
so
have
true,
that.
Though. She's not focused at all. Which is, you can tell in class, on stage, at performances, everything. She's not focused.
And she's one of the older girls, too.
She is. But Abby wanted her to set the example, but she's not setting a good example for everyone else.
No.
So, Brooke, figure it out.
Figure it out.
Get it together.
Have several. And figure it out. Then we had Nia. Oh, Nia.
I love Nia.
I think what we like about Nia is that she is a hard worker.
She is.
She's just not executing things well.
I think it's an adrenaline thing. Once you get on stage, you kind of let yourself go in the performance. And some people can't hold on to that technique thing when they're on stage.
She gets lost in the performance a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt like she could have done so much better last week. Like, I feel like if she's been doing all this hard work and stuff like that, then she should have been able to
show.
Really, like, go for it. It just kind of got a little sloppy.
Yeah. But I feel like that's always been Nia. Like, we root for her, and we're like, yes, yes, Nia, come on.
Right.
No. Mm. So sad she didn't place in the top.
I know.
At all.
Her face, and her mom's like, oh, no, she's about to cry. It's okay. And she's like, Mom,
shut up.
I was like, oh, no.
Well, maybe she'll get it together.
Hopefully.
Then we have little Mackenzie.
Little Mackenzie, because she was causing trouble backstage.
What was she doing, though? They didn't show it. I mean, I'm sure she was probably doing something.
It totally went over my head, too. It was like, you were just playing around backstage. I was like, what was she doing, cartwheels again? I mean, that's what she likes to do. I mean, she's still, like, really young.
She's a child.
So.
Those girls are, like, when I've seen them backstage, when I judged a couple dance competitions, they were tornadoes. They do not stop moving, talking.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you're like, pumped. You're ready. You're like, yeah, let's do this. Let's get them nerves out.
They are full-out little girls, and they do not stop moving until they get on that bus.
They fall asleep. You take that good nap. I know about those. Know about those bus naps. I was in the marching band. Take a good old bus nap. But I was also nosy, so I saw some things on. Never mind.
Dance moms.
So, then we had our trio. We had Paige, then Kendall, then Chloe.
Yeah.
And then, of course, at the top still,
Maddie. Number one.
I feel like Maddie should walk in and be like, you know what?
I'm
just going to take this week off. I'm good. I'm going to see if someone else can get to the top. I'm bored.
She could. Abby would be like, you know what? You've been working hard enough. You probably can take a week off.
But, you know, that's what... Well, we'll get to that in a second. But, okay. So then we have the assignments. So we get... We get Chloe and Kendall.
Yes.
Are given solos because Abby doesn't want this to be another year of Maddie doing the hard work and everyone kind of riding Maddie's coattails.
Yes.
So good for them.
But I feel like that happens anyways, regardless. Yeah. is what it is.
Yeah. But I mean, but they can, I feel like Maddie is the person to work towards being.
Yeah.
Like, she is a great performer, a great dancer. Technique wise, everything, the dedication, that's who they should strive to be like.
True.
And work just as hard as her. So I think she's definitely standing a standard, but I don't know. I feel like Abby should be careful about playing favorites.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's going to be hard because that's always been Abby's girl. So it's going to be hard for Abby not to play favorites because Maddie does bring in the wins regardless, you know, and Abby loves her wins.
Yeah.
And she's kind of just the most technically advanced and she has it all. So Abby puts her eggs all in that basket.
They need to bring little Sophia back.
Right?
She gave Maddie a run for her money. With her 146 turns.
Sophia Lucia.
Right. And then we had, the group number. Everyone's in the group number.
Yeah.
And this group number is called Clones, which brings us to our first little tiff. Peyton.
Peyton.
Peyton. Peyton. Does Peyton stick out like a sore thumb, or can she really morph into and look like the rest of these girls?
I personally don't think Peyton can be like those other girls. Peyton is 16 years old. Mm-hmm. She's taken more classes. She's been in more styles. Mm-hmm. She's done more pieces. Like, there's that something that comes with maturity and dancing that it's kind of hard to dumb herself down. Not dumb herself down, but, like, take herself down to the level that these little kids are on.
I just feel like she should be, like, she's, like, the girl who, like, should be in another class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what she looks like.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't fit in with the rest of them.
No.
Like, she started off as small as them. Like, I'm just saying hypothetically.
Yeah.
And then the summer came and she hit puberty and then she shot up and then now she looks just like
a woman.
Yeah. Overnight.
Yeah. It's true.
I mean,
she doesn't look like she belongs at all. It's like, you see that tall girl at the competition, you're like, what is she doing on stage?
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's like, she dances with who? With that group?
They're all so tired.
She's not with the senior team.
Or they walk up to him and be like, listen, we need a chaperone to come. They're like, oh no, I'm the dancer. You're dancing.
But the funny thing is, like, isn't there, like, another group? I mean, I'm sure, like, not the competition team, but Abby's got to have, like, an older group dance.
Oh, she does.
Yeah. But, like, of course she's, like, wants to be on the competition team, but I agree with you guys. She is... I mean, I'm a tall girl, so I feel her pain and, like, looking like, you know, you don't belong. Where you're like, no. Well, I was the same age as the other kids, so it wasn't, like, an age difference with me. But, like, do you know what I mean? Like, she has an age difference, and she is a lot older, and she does look older, and unfortunately sometimes doesn't act older, but...
Do you guys think that's why Leslie is so worried that it's Peyton that Abby's trying to replace?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. It's kind of even obvious.
I think that's what's... I mean... That's definitely a reason for Leslie to be nervous, because there's tall Peyton, and there's the rest of these little nuggets.
Yeah.
It doesn't match.
Right. But I feel like Abby knew that beforehand, bringing her in.
But she was, like you said, I don't think she was this big or this, you know what I mean? Like, not, I mean, she's not huge, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
I just think Abby needed a go-to girl that's been through the process with the rest of the girls and has done Dance Moms and been to competitions with her and needed someone to come in.
To kind of fill in for Brooke, who was being all lackadaisical
still.
Last season. Yeah. So
I think that's what kind of helped Peyton now that she has done this before.
And especially since last week when Abby was like, I'm looking for... all things not Peyton.
And this week in the previews.
Right.
At the end of the episode.
Yeah. I mean, I mean, sitting there, if I were Peyton, I'd be like...
Ooh, let me...
Okay. I was like, should I exit stage left on this? I mean, am I not getting the call back?
Curtain call for you.
And...
done.
Scene. So,
it's true, though.
Yeah. I mean, I
think her time... Well, I mean... next week, the previous for next week, so I think we kind of see what happens with that, but
yeah, I think I've never been a fan anyway,
no, me either,
of Peyton and Leslie.
Her Abby, attitude too, I don't like her, sorry.
No, it's okay. Abby doesn't even like her mom, and they had like a little tiff in this episode too, but do you know what I mean? Like, I think that was what kind of put it over the edge as well. She was like, you know what, your mom attitude, you guys can just, this is done.
Yeah.
Well, you guys can go or whatever,
and,
you know.
You know, speaking of that, she took that situation in the auditorium so personally.
Yeah,
so personally.
When, I mean, and she was really kind of, it's like that person when you're having a conversation with somebody, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, somebody comes in, and you look like, it's not even your conversation. Like, shut up, you know? And so, and when she got told shut up, and they cut to Leslie, and she was just like... I'm like...
crying her eyes
what
out.
Is she like... But she was so upset because Abby disrespected her and blah, blah. I mean, I'm pretty sure Abby has said worse.
Oh, yeah.
To the her. Other moms.
Yeah.
She said that thing last week about Peyton.
But I think the pressure of Leslie wanting Peyton to be a part of this team, and the pressure of the open call, and the pressure of, you know, Peyton not fitting in, and Abby pointing out that Peyton doesn't fit in, I think is getting to Leslie more so than Peyton.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I think that's why she kind of blew up a little bit in this episode.
True.
I think the moms are always more directly affected than the little kids.
Yeah.
The kids are just like, I want to dance.
But I feel like the only person that's worried about it really is Leslie.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other moms are like, Matt, we're here. We're going.
It's like it could be anyone, but I think the only person who's really, really like, I think I'm out, is Leslie.
Yeah.
Because I think she knows that Abby brought her in just as a replacement. Abby has made it clear to her many times, saying, like, you're not part of the team.
Oh, I said that last season. I was like, she's not part of the team. She's just a filler.
Right. Yeah. She's but she doesn't say that to the other girls, obviously. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Like, directly, like, you, like, doesn't say, like, Maddie, or obviously, like, you know, Chloe, you're not part of the team. But she says it to her, so I think her mom's like, oh my god, it's really us.
Yeah. I think another person probably could be on the edge of being replaced as Brooke, but Peyton more so than Brooke.
Brooke should just she should just leave.
Oh my god.
She needs to stop.
And just find something that she's really interested in.
That doesn't involve
singing or dancing.
This. Maybe this or something
and
else.
And I hurt. All over my body.
I don't even know the words.
I'll be honest. I kind of like the song. I mean, I will secretly admit. I mean, I haven't downloaded it, but you know, when I'm feeling bad,
and I heard he listens to Brooke Highland at home.
All over my body.
I just couldn't take that performance last week. She was like,
she was a mess, is what she was. they're traveling to Believe talent competition in Columbus, Ohio.
Yes.
And they are going to meet up with our other favorite dance mom.
Candy Apples.
Oh, good old Kathy. Who finally has a team.
Yeah.
That she spent how long, like, auditioning and trying to get together? Yeah,
all last season. Choreographer. All 30-some-odd episodes she was trying to get that together.
But I don't know, though, because Gina, my boss, I used to teach at Gina's studio, who's on Kathy's team, stopped going out for competitions, and I think it turns into an all-boy team again at one point, because I was talking to Gina about that, and she was...
Oh, coming up this season?
Yeah. So, I don't know. So, I don't know if she's going to have her team.
I feel like this is what Kathy does. Kathy takes it competition by competition and tries to win, and it's almost like she casts the competition.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's not like, okay, so we lost, okay, now this is what we need to do. This is the team, but you know, we need to continue to work.
Yeah.
She's kind of like, all right, we're going to this competition.
Who can I put on
stage?
Who should
I pitch?
Yeah.
We're going to have y'all people on the team this week.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't do that.
You can't just
get them
and get a week and that's,
Yeah. I feel like that's why Abby's girls are better because they know how to work together.
They
know how to dance together. Mm-hmm. So when you don't have a flip-floppy type of team, you may win.
That's true.
I mean, it's kind of proven. I mean, Abby's kids, they've grown up together. They've been on the show together for a while. And then there's Kathy's team, who she kind of like places here and there. It doesn't look like organic, kind of like meshes well together, just like Abby's team. And the girls know Abby's style.
Yeah.
So when it comes to like throwing Blake McGrath at little kids from all over the country, they're like, what's going on?
Can I just say, side note though, on Kathy's daughter, I don't know her name, but she was like on, she originally like, you know, a few seasons ago wanted to be on Abby's team, and that's how that whole thing started. The little girl with the
Vivi.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, Vivi.
So every time I see her, because you know she's there, but she's never dancing, of course.
Right. She's usually eating.
I love those segments.
Oh my god.
Vivi and Kathy. They crack me up.
They're like, she's always eating. I mean, I'm all about that. if in every shot that I'm in here at AfterBuzz, I could be eating something.
Oh my god!
I'll be off with Marissa. Need to get up on that.
It just makes me laugh because the poor girl, like, you can tell, is looking at these dancers like, oh, I'm not doing this. And it's my mom's the coach, and she wouldn't even let me dance in it. You know,
I know.
We know why. But it's just funny. Like,
I'm sure
her
she'll
face.
Be good at one point
well,
or another.
It's because Vivi decided long ago. Never to walk in anyone's shadow. No, I'm just kidding. But she decided, like, I'm not a dancer. I'm cool, mama. Like, I don't want to dance.
Just let me.
Like, let me just sit here, eat some ice cream.
And watch the girls.
And
I'm
we
good.
Can have our segments together.
Right. Where I sit here and eat some ice cream.
And I tell you what's good or bad.
Right. But, you know, ice cream is not good for you.
No.
No.
You know what you should have?
Candy apples?
No. Oh. I was trying to segue you into...
Oh, thank you. Oh my goodness.
I know what's good for you.
You know what's better than ice cream?
Slim Fast. Slim Fast. Slim Fast is so much better than ice cream, guys, and you can lose weight with it. Because with Slim Fast, 2 weeks is all it takes to get what you really want. In 14 days, the only thing higher than your confidence will be your hemline. This podcast is brought to you by Slim Fast.
Thank you, Slim Fast.
Thank you. No, but seriously, though, have you guys tried their shakes? They are legit good.
They are good.
No, the chocolate one, the chocolate protein one, it keeps you full and it's like legit good.
I used to have a shake for breakfast. And it would be weird because I have chocolate for breakfast. But it was actually really good. No, it tastes just like chocolate.
And it keeps you full. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, don't need to eat anything now.
Yeah, it's like, I'm good now. Well, waiting for the next meal.
So let us know if you guys try it and what you guys think. It's really good.
Slim Fast.
Yeah, let us know down in the comment section if you try Slim Fast.
Yes, Tony.
All right, so this whole thing with... the number two dancer.
Oh, God.
Abby has her number one dancer, which is Maddie.
Of course.
Is always forever going to be Maddie. But now she has Kendall and Chloe going against each other, which makes Christy, I always want to say Christy with a C, but we don't have Christy with a K anymore. Christy. Mm-hmm. It makes her feel kind of like, where did Kendall come from? Because it's always been Chloe. Maddie and Chloe.
Yes.
So now where is she popping up from? I mean, I will say this. You have to give Kendall some credit. She has improved a bit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say a lot, but a bit. she just needs to work on the face and she will be fine. But I feel like, again, it's just a way to say, I have my number one. Now who's going to be my number two? Who's going to work hard to be chomping at Maddie's heels?
Yeah.
I don't know. Those two, I mean, Chloe and Kendall just kind of fit in the same... Well, Chloe is more technically advanced, but I feel like Kendall is kind of like there almost. So it's kind of like... It's like this between the two. Yeah.
Well, this is the thing with me. Chloe dances with the same emotion as Maddie does. Mm-hmm. And technically, she's almost there.
Yeah.
I mean, just very minor things can be fixed with Chloe, and she'll be right there with Maddie. Kendall, I feel like, is a couple of steps back.
Yeah.
I feel like her technique has kind of improved. Her endurance has improved because there was sometimes last season where she was huffing and puffing, and it was like halfway through the dance. So good for her on that. But I feel like she has more changes to make than Chloe does. Yeah. And I feel like when you are a performer and you're able to really invoke the feeling of a dance and the passion behind it, which is what Maddie does, you know, for me, Chloe would be next in line for that. Like, Chloe would be number two, no matter how many wins or anything like that. The person, if Maddie for some reason went away, Chloe should be the next one up.
Right.
I feel like Abby always likes to kind of put Chloe in those positions. Like, it was always Maddie and Chloe, Maddie and Chloe, Maddie and Chloe. And it's like, okay, well, Maddie got one. Chloe, like you said, should automatically be number two. But now it's like, nope, Chloe, you're going to have to fight for that now.
Yeah.
Chloe and Kendall, right? Kendall, Chloe and Kendall. It's like, this poor girl is constantly having to compete. I mean, like, that's how it is. But do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like if somehow this was the other way around and Maddie was number two and Chloe was number one, I don't think she would be putting Maddie and Kendall up against each other.
I think this is Abby's way of work for it.
Yeah. Right.
If you want this, if you want to be like that, work for it. If you want me to treat you like this, work for it. It's a strange way because we come from a be encouraging type of a place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where Abby comes from a more, I'm going to make you guys fight for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to make you battle it out for it.
Yeah.
Which some people agree with and most people don't. But it's a way, I mean, it's really the real world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think healthy competition is good. And like Jill says, you know, I think healthy competition is good for the girls, you know, because now it's time to show what you have. What do you have in your arsenal? You know, like, what are you going to bring to the table? So I think it is good for Chloe and Kendall to go up against each other because it's their time this week. Maddie's taking a break. I think she kind of did come in this week. She's like, I'm going to take a break.
Yeah.
And Chloe and Kendall have to battle out. But with Chloe, I think if she wants to be Maddie, like get on her level, she needs to commit more. Like I need to see like more reach. I need to see more like commitment to her movement. She's very like place. Mm-hmm. Where Maddie is just like,
heart.
Maddie is full out.
Yeah. Same with Nia, too.
Yeah. I mean, apparently Nia's doing the work.
Apparently. Maybe in class.
Don't know where the work is going, though. It's somewhere.
It's funny because I see the girls do all their facials in their group routines, but when they get on stage for their solos, it's so different. Like, I feel like I see, like, performance from them in their group routine when they're, like, safe in, like, a group. But
yeah, when it's by you, you get a little nervous by yourself. You know, in a group, you're like, yes, I'm Sasha Fierce.
Yeah.
And then solo, you're like, I'm Pee Wee Herman. You get a little nervous.
Yeah.
Now, one thing that was brought up, the moms got in a whole tiff about was the fact that Jill, being Jill.
Of course.
She had Kendall do private lessons beforehand. I'm a little Jill sometimes. I'm with Jill, but then I feel like sometimes she does some things that make you really wonder, like, what are you doing? Like, are you, it's like, make sure that Kendall, you know, does her best, and if she needs to brush up something, of course, privates, boom. But all of a sudden, it results in a solo, and then the moms are saying that the solo that she was doing in her privates looked very similar to the one that she's doing now. So technically, she's had more time on this solo than normal. And even Leslie was like, oh, for just learning that, that looks pretty clean.
Yeah.
And I was almost like, well, you kind of want it to be clean.
Yeah.
You want to do a good job. There's pressure on her, you know, now. So I don't know. How do you guys feel about Jill and her tactics?
There's been occasion where Jill has bought in presents for Abby and done those sneaky things behind everyone's back where it's kind of questionable. You're like, what are you really trying to accomplish here?
Mm.
But at the end of the day, I think with the whole private situation, I think it's just the same. Like, Maddie gets her private time. You know, her mom schedules her private time. The moms complain about it. Mm. Now Jill sees that Melissa's getting Maddie and Mackenzie all this private time. She's like, excuse me. Just like this number two competition thing.
Yeah.
She's like, my daughter is going to compete to be on Maddie's heels, so I'm going to schedule her private. So why not?
Yeah.
So, I'm just so I get this right in my head. She obviously had to pay extra for these private times.
Yeah. Correct?
Because, but then like when they get privates for their solos, isn't that automatically, like, I mean, the kids didn't pick the solos. Abby picked who it is. So you would think that kind of comes included with, oh, you're dancing on my team, so we have to practice the solo. You have to learn it anyway. Does that make sense? Do you know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
But then this...
But that's before...
This is before. So this before is why she paid for it. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's why the parents were fighting, because she was like, well, you did this before, and then she got a solo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you never know in Abby's head how she plans things out or what happens. So maybe she saw the solo and she's like, oh, you know what? Maybe this is a good idea. Maybe Kendall and Chloe should compete against each other with similar types of solos. So you never know what's going on in the head of Abby Lee Miller when it comes to that whole thing she has going on at her studio.
Mm.
But I don't know. I think Jill is just being a dance mom.
The ultimate dance mom. Hashtag
ultimate dance mom.
So traveling across the waters and 3 hours away, I think it's 3 hours, to Ohio with the candy apples.
Ugh.
Ohio. Okay. So, we have them assigning their dances, and Kathy decides that, A, the group is going to do a lyrical piece, but she also bashes Abby by saying she does the same six steps over and over
again.
That
was Blake who said that.
No, they both said it, I think. Oh, no, she said it. She said it in one of her little interviews,
but
Blake brought it up. But I feel like there are those go-to, like, dance moves.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it's technique.
Everyone does, yeah.
Yeah.
It's technique.
You know?
I mean, everyone does that stuff.
It's all that... Like, I mean, I can...
Reach, leg up.
Yes, I mean, I can... No, I can't do leg up. No, that's too much. Now, let me tell you where the setup comes at. Now, for those of you who don't know what a setup is...
Explain.
This is what it is. So, Kathy's like, oh, Nakia, do such a great job. You're great and wonderful. You should probably get a solo. I'm going to give it to Lucas. Set up. That's also set up. Hashtag gooped at the pageant.
Gooped at the pageant.
So she gives a solo to Lucas. Because, see, and I feel like with Kathy comes from a I want to win.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Abby comes from a it's about the kids being better.
And I want, so that you I want can to look good. Win. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Kathy is about who would be best to win. even though Black Patsy stood up and was just like, I don't understand why, and that's, you know, that's how she sounds. I don't understand why Nakia got passed up for the solo, but that's okay. He gonna lose anyway. That's what she said.
And I just think it's funny because he kind of got the solo the same way, if you want to think about it,
as Jill,
because his mom was out partying with Blake,
mm-hmm.
you know, drinking together, whatever, out late at night, and, you know, become chums, and who knows what happened, you know.
Yeah.
But,
that's how you get in.
Suddenly,
hey,
you know.
Lucas gets a solo.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do, and Bridget is doing it.
She is. And she didn't even try to deny it. She was just like,
Well, this whole episode, the only mom that was talking from the Candy Apples was Black Patsy. It's almost like they told the moms, just show up.
You don't have just to say anything.
Just go with whatever's going on. Don't say nothing.
And
don't
it's call so nothing. Weird because Gina is so not like that, though. Gina's my boss, and she's so vocal. To see her sitting there quiet, I'm like, Gina, say something.
Unless she said something and they totally cut her out.
Yeah.
Them mamas said nothing. Only nothing. Black Patsy was like, okay, am I the only... Hello? Is this thing on?
Yes.
Is anybody else here?
And I have to say, when they did the huddle and she was there, she was like, when they all put the Patsy, she when she lying. Put her hand
in. Oh, yeah. Black Patsy was not having that.
She didn't even say candy huddle. Apple. She was like...
She was literally like, I am over.
Are we done yet?
I am over this mess here. So Candy Apples only have Lucas doing a solo. And then they're doing a group dance. Now.
My seat fell.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you fell. I thought you people wobbled.
My seat dropped a little bit.
Oh, okay. Now, with the Candy Apples. And the group dance.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into awards and all that kind of stuff, but I wanted to bring this up because I kind of had the same thought last season. Do you guys think that, and Black Patsy had a problem with Blake's choreography mm-hmm. as well, like thinking that it was too choreographed. Do you think that Blake's choreography seems a little too mature for kids, these kids in particular?
Yes, I do, because mm-hmm. Blake comes from a background of all the artists he's worked for,
mm-hmm.
The studio he grew up in, and everything that he can do, and this kids he does train at his sister's studio are miles beyond, you know, what these kids are learning across America, because not everyone gets those opportunities,
right?
So I think his style, where, you know, like, I know Mary in Michigan at Gina Studio doesn't get to learn Blake McGrath's style of dance. It's very, mm-hmm. you know, Abby's kind of lyrical stuff that they learn. So I know that these kids are probably having a difficult time learning this different style of dance.
Yeah. I felt like that, too. Like, when I watch it, I feel like Peyton Brooke age... class, like
something, if there were, with that, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like I think older. They would have that type of choreography.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that type of choreography fits with them. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's intense. Great. It
yeah.
pushes them, but
age appropriateness.
I always feel like it's just a little too mature.
Yeah,
for them. Like, I feel like, and not that he has to dumb down his choreography as he kind of mentioned in this episode. It's not dumbing it down, but it's like making it more age appropriate
mm-hmm.
for them. You know what I mean? It was really good. The piece was really good.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I just felt like this was more of a senior class.
Yeah.
It's true.
Than them.
Even with Lucas's solo choreo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the same thing.
It was great. It was not a bad dance at all. And it was very, I just felt like, honestly, I was watching, I was like, I feel like I'd watch this as like one of the guys I'm dancing with the stars who are like older or like, you know what I mean?
I just don't think Lucas had that like
with the sexy thing and like touching him like, you know, down and like the wink. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Like, I was like, wait, you're like 8 and you're trying to seduce the audience? Like, how old are you?
Yeah. I just didn't know how awkward I felt.
It's kind of awkward. Awkward.
It's kind of like, I don't know if you're supposed to doing that move. I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, but I definitely agree with that. I think he's used to teaching, you know,
older
older kids or the little kids are at the older kids level where he's mm-hmm. going to teach. So I think these kids coming from their studios don't have those same opportunities.
Yeah.
And that kind of reads. But, I mean, his choreography is obviously beautiful and it wouldn't be on TV if it wasn't good
yeah.
enough.
Yeah. So let's go into the actual performances now. Mm-hmm. We'll start with the solos. Lucas went first. Yeah. And as we mentioned, it was, I put too adult.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
it wasn't. Because there was this like real move where it was like, yeah. and I was like, I don't know if he's supposed to be doing, does he know what he's doing?
Does he know what that is?
And yeah. even like Blake in the audience was like, yeah, ha ha. Like he like laughed at that moment. I was like, wait, this is a little awkward. This is a child.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I thought the movement was great. I thought Lucas did a great job with yeah. the choreography that he was given. I mean, Lucas is phenomenal.
He's a beast.
Phenomenal. But I just felt like
I've just seen him do better things, like on yeah. Dance Moms Miami. Like Victor's mm-hmm. choreography, Victor and Angel's choreography fits Lucas.
Right.
That's what he looks good doing, and it's age appropriate. It's what he does, and then you have Blake trying to put this like Latin sexy ballroom piece on him with mm-hmm. technique. You're like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, yeah. AfterBuzzers, tell us what you think about yeah. Blake's choreography. Make sure you comment below. I feel weird doing this. Do y'all know what it is? Below. Go down and comment. Because y'all like commenting.
Yeah, you do. I was reading the comments today.
I was too. I was like, y'all.
Going in.
Y'all be going in. I'm going to have to start giving shout outs. If you want to get a shout out, you let me know. I'm going to do my best to remember. I'm of age now. I tend to forget things.
Ginkoba.
Okay. I'm going to have to be one of those people that's taking like 50 vitamins a day. Trying to keep it all.
Memory, pills, and vitamins.
Make sure I wake up like this.
I woke up like this.
Flawless.
Beyonce.
Then we had Kendall. Oh, poor thing. She fell out of her turn.
I know.
It was noticeable, too.
It was really noticeable.
Yeah.
Like, it's like one of those things where, like, you know how you trip and you try to play it off, but there's no way you can play it off.
No way.
No way.
Like, you can't even do a tuck and roll to be like, ah, ha, ha, blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Just no, ran into that just, branch. Yeah. Got hit by that branch. But she was in those turns. She was like, I got this. I got this. I got this.
And then she left it. She left it. She did. She did. But she kept up, though. The only thing that I feel like that really messed up her performance besides that turn sequence was just her face. I feel like she wasn't in it. Yeah. I feel like mm-hmm. Abby was right. Like, when you look at her face, it's the same facial expression, and it's almost like that face where she's thinking.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, okay, and turn, and turn, and turn, whip, pat. You know,
like thinking about the next step instead of just living it.
Yeah, and just letting it flow and having fun and being cute yeah. and flirty with it and stuff like that. Kendall's performance was inspired by Gaga's Applause, which it was the beat.
It was the beat, just different yeah. lyrics.
I have no idea.
Same.
Who or what is singing? I was like, I live for...
Nope,
I thought the same exact thing. Same exact thing. And I was like, maybe it's for like licensing issues or something.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it is, but it's kind of like, where did you... I mean, it's not even Kids Bop.
No, that's not Kids Bop.
It's like, it's almost like...
You get lost.
I could have turned in a YouTube song to cover. Abby. Yeah, and been like, let me give you the beat of Applause and be like...
Could have recorded a song.
Yeah. We gonna clap tonight for... I don't know about.
Hey, you know, yeah. Now you should do that.
Oh my
send
gosh.
Abby a track.
I am. Abby, I'm going to send you. It's going to be called Have a Seat.
Have a seat.
Have a seat. And it's got to be done with a chair. Have a seat. Have a seat. Yeah. It's coming.
There you go.
I felt like, I felt like the music and everything is very enjoyable. And Kendall wasn't having fun with it.
No.
Like, she wasn't enjoying herself.
She didn't look like she was having fun.
Mm-mm. She looked like she was not living for the applause.
She didn't want any applause. She did not.
Mm-mm. But no. I have to say, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot more solos that perform than just five. So, I mean, I know this sucks to hear. Or, like, I mean, you don't want to get fifth. But at least she placed with falling out of her turn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for her.
Usually there's a top 10 in a competition. So. Yeah. The camera just kind of cuts to what they need to show
yeah.
and then leaves everything else out.
Yeah.
So Fifth is kind of good out of a top 10, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Well, good for her. She plays.
Yeah.
That's good.
But I think just Abby needs to drill facials and performance just as much as she drills technique and screams about feet and legs and everything.
I mean, I feel like she does, but I mean, there's only so much you can do.
Right.
What else can you tell somebody?
How many times are you going to say the same thing?
Yeah.
I feel like she drilled that more. I mean, maybe she still says and we don't see it because it gets edited out, but I feel like she drilled like facials and da-da-da more at Abby's Ultimate Dance Competition.
I'm so horrible. Yeah, I hear facials and I am not making what I'm supposed to.
Oh, my God.
Am I allowed to say that, Marissa?
Oh, my God.
No.
Sorry. No, I'm talking about like facials that you get from the spa.
Oh, yeah. Should go get some of those.
Moving on.
LG.
Then we had Chloe. Chloe's dance was inspired by Roar by Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
Still, it's not the song.
The beat, but where are they getting these songs from? Like I was trying to like watch the performance, but I was also listening to the song.
I wrote
that down somewhere. I was like, where did they get these songs from? Literally wrote that down.
Abby said at a meet and greet, at a competition I was at, that they have a book list that they have to go through and pick these songs.
Yeah.
So I don't know where they get their songs from, but they're from like...
You know what I think? Warner Brothers, Universal, all these record companies, y'all need to get with these shows and just say, you know what? You can use 2 minutes and 56 seconds of it. I don't know. However long it needs to be. Because it's cross promotion.
It is.
Really, though.
Because I wanted to hear Roar and I got somebody tingling on a Casio.
Tingling.
And it was not anywhere near Roar. It was a purr.
It was not roaring.
It is cross promotion too, because people pull out their phones and they're like, "Shazam! What is this song?" And then they can download it off iTunes.
We should have Shazammed it. Maybe we would have known who was singing it.
You know what Shazam would have said? Question mark.
No, because I was sitting there last night listening to Dance Moms with my friend Robbie, and he Shazammed a song that the Candy Apples team was dancing to,
and it came up.
It connects now Shazam to the TV anyway. It's a whole other subject, but it'll come up. And I'll tell you exactly what part, like what minute of the episode you Shazammed it. It's crazy.
Oh. I'm gonna ask Siri. I'm like, hey, girl. Where are you getting these songs from?
Sorry.
Siri's going to say, I do not know.
Have a seat.
Have several. But I thought, I thought Chloe's dance was all about turns.
It was.
Like, I felt like everywhere, she was just turning. Everywhere she could, it was like they were inventing turns. Like, this could, instead of called Roar, it should have been called Turn.
Turn, Twirl.
Turn and Twirl.
Turn and Twirl.
Turn and Twirl. Roar.
Roar.
Yeah. And there were some moments in the choreography that were kind of awkward. Like, this whole, like, little step.
I remember that.
Yeah,
I was like,
what is
that? Where'd that come from? That's almost like cheerleading. Like,
I feel like she or whoever, Gianna, whoever choreographed it, they were just like, let's throw in a boom, judge.
Like, it's like we need something and point to the judges, and go back to turn. but overall, I thought it was good. She was turning for the gods,
yes,
she was twirling.
I feel like I've seen better from Kendall, Chloe, and Lucas.
Yeah.
It wasn't a strong solo episode.
This brings up a quick question. Do you feel like choreography sometimes hinders a dancer?
Yeah.
Yes.
When you're not comfortable with something, you just feel so self-conscious about it, and you just set yourself up.
Yeah. I almost feel like sometimes, I feel like if this choreography were a little better, we would have heard them roar.
Yeah, you would have seen them shine more.
Or live for the applause.
Yeah.
Or pasa doble.
True.
Pasa doble.
Yeah.
It honestly does. Like, you have to be confident with movement in order to perform and be confident to get on stage and do it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're thinking about it the whole time. You're like, ugh. I think that's where it probably comes from for Kendall.
Yeah.
She's not comfortable thinking about it, and that's why she looks like she is brain farts on stage.
Brain farts.
Brain farts on stage.
And then we had the groups. Starting with Abby Lee. I thought the group was good. I felt like if it was supposed to be clones and they were all supposed to be, you know, one dancer
thing, one and factory dancing, kinda. Like,
yeah. There were moments where it could have been tighter.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I mean, those girls always dance pretty well together.
Yeah. I already knew they probably weren't going to be able to look like clones just because of all the different levels they're
on. Peyton.
And Peyton. Big, tall Peyton.
The Jolly Green Giant.
But I just kind of, I was like, yeah, clones probably not going to work, but I know they're going to do well.
Do
and
it.
I think they did pretty well. And I love that little moment that Maddie had in the front.
She's like, ah.
Of course.
I have to say, even though they were supposed to be clones, of course, Maddie, they were like in that line and Maddie like leaned out this way by herself and then walked off that way while they all walked that way. I'm like, well, that's not much of a clone because one's...
Right.
One's I think it kind of had that like under... like story where maybe Maddie didn't want to be a clone anymore.
Yeah.
She was kind of trying to
and
step out.
She wanted
out
to do her own thing. She didn't want to be another number.
Yeah.
She wanted to step away and be her own.
Yeah. She's the number one girl. So Abby made that definitely noticeable.
Now, I will say when I saw Candy Apples, I was like, ooh, they got first.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I thought that I was like, I feel like this choreography is too mature for them.
Mm-hmm.
They are executing it very well. They are hitting it. They
are
living.
Yeah.
They are like, oh, ooh.
Yeah, yes. Facials.
All of that. And, but I was just like, I feel like it might be a little too
mature
for them.
I agree.
That's what I kept having. But in the end, we have Lucas came in fourth. Poor Kendall came in fifth.
Yeah.
Chloe, living up. So second place.
Number
I
two.
About her mom.
Got second place.
Number two girl.
And Abby Lee took home first place, and Candy Apples took second. So there you go.
There you go.
There
that's
it is.
That's what has happened. And then.
I didn't expect Lucas to get fifth, though.
I thought he would have placed higher.
Yeah, I thought he would at least got like third or something.
Yeah, I thought he would have placed a
little
bit higher.
Or fourth, not fifth. My bad.
Fourth?
Yeah, I said fifth. Kendall got fifth.
Yeah, Kendall got fifth. No, I thought he would have placed a little bit higher, too. Technique-wise and everything like that, he did great.
Yeah.
But apparently someone did better.
Never know what those judges are looking for.
Well, and also, you never know what the other people do.
Yeah.
So we have nothing to compare to.
Yeah, you never see it.
Some of those kids, I mean, based off that episode and the little clips they showed in between, it looked like there was a lot of, like, really good kids at that competition.
Yeah. All right, and that was that. Let's move on. We don't have any news and gossip because I think we gossip enough last week and with Abby. Let's move on to some predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, now, at the end of this episode, Leslie is having a fit.
Of course.
And she's all like, after this, I'm gone. And then it was, after this, I'm going to give Abby a piece of my mind. Do you guys think Leslie has reached her point and she's going to leave?
No.
Yes or no? No.
Not on her own free will.
Not on her own free will.
Yeah. I think this is a hissy fit and she's like, ah! And she's going to come back next week and be like, I want to be on the team still.
So what do we think is going, or what do we feel is going to happen next week?
Well, I think they're going to come to Pyramid, and Peyton will be on the bottom.
Of course, because of Leslie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a clip in the preview for next week that kind of shows what happens to Peyton.
I didn't see the clip all
no?
of that, so
you got, did
can't.
You guys see it?
The DVR kind of cut it off.
Yeah, mine too.
I watched it just a little while ago, and I saw Peyton being carried away.
In a stretcher.
In a stretcher.
What?
So I feel like this could be a little blessing for Abby and can ship Peyton
see
out.
Ya. Yeah. Did it show how she got hurt or no?
Mm-mm.
No, there's just like a big like, oh my God, blah, 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 blah. And then it shows Peyton crying and putting ice on her foot in a stretcher. And
I think this may be Peyton's last episode. I'm just going to go ahead and say it.
Yeah.
It's definitely an injury. It's going to take her out because foot and ankle, whatever injuries, that is not easy to come by as a dancer and to get heal. So Peyton is probably out for a while.
Yeah. And we see the first of many open calls next week.
I'm excited about that because they said that it was supposed to be this week, like this last episode. They were like, the previous week, they were like, oh, yeah, you know, we're going to get the answers. And they didn't show anything. And I was like, are they just going to keep talking about it and never show these auditions?
Right.
Yeah.
It's, all, like, it's every week. These girls can be replaceable.
Yeah.
I'm having open calls in all these cities. These girls are going to be replaced. I'm having open calls in all this city.
I swear you're going to be replaced.
When I have these open calls, in case y'all didn't hear me, I'm replacing some people. Do you guys think that she's really going to find someone in this open call?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I think so. I don't think the main girls are going to go anywhere.
Based right. off what I've seen off of Instagram, I don't know if she's going to find anybody from open calls, but I think she's going to use somebody from her ultimate competition.
Right. We feel that coming along.
So I think that's going to happen, but maybe she might find, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like it'll probably maybe be for something further in the season. Maybe she's like, you know what?
I think these open calls are all for show.
Yeah.
And Nia, Kendall, Chloe, Maddie, Mackenzie, Brooke.
Their spots are sealed.
Is that Peyton? Bye, Peyton. Paige. All them girls are going to stay.
They have a contract. Let's think about that for 2 seconds. They have a contract with the show.
They're not going anywhere.
And their America loves them. It's who started with Dance Moms. If
right.
like they were replaced, or it'd be like...
Done. Yeah.
Although, who knows? We may be surprised.
Yeah, you never know with Abby Lee Miller.
Right.
Who came for me, my name.
We shall see. Oh, poor thing. So, before we leave, where can we find you guys?
Me?
Well, ladies first.
Okay, thank you.
well.
You guys can find me on my website, AnnikaMichelle.com, and Twitter at Annika_Michelle, Instagram, all that jazz.
Yeah. You can find me on Twitter at TheFrancisco, 2 E's, T-H-E-E, and Instagram is Francisco Thurston.
And, of course, you can find me on all social media platforms at Lounging with Tony and on my website, loungingwithtony.com. We will see you guys next week for another Dance Moms recap right here at AfterBuzz TV, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. See you then.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.
Thank you for watching AfterBuzz TV on YouTube. For more of your favorite after shows and interviews, subscribe to our channel here. And be sure to share your opinion on the episode in the comment section below here. We'd love to see what you guys are buzzing about. Thanks again. Buzz you later.